Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again from where we all live. It's Thursday, April 16th, 2020. Paid your taxes yet? Of course not. Doug plugs. I hope to be doing Doug Loves Movies at Good Nights in Raleigh, North Carolina on Saturday, June 20th at 4:20. Tickets are on sale, but who knows? I know who my guests are today, though. Please give it up in your own homes for Jonah Ray, Harmar superstar Noel Wells.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi. Are we clapping? We're clapping. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it's clapping.
Yeah. Go ahead. Clap it up.
Sorry, buddy.
Let's meet them individually and alphabetically, starting with Jonah Ray. Thank you for being here, Jonah.
How am I alphabetically first?
Because your last name is Ray and our other last name, superstar, begins with an S.
good save.
Listen, we'll get to Mr. Superstar in a second. Tell us about you, Jonah. Where are you from, and what do you do for a living?
My name is Jonah. I'm born and raised in Kailua, Hawaii, and I'm ready to win this game.
Oh, I love it. That's what you do for a living, is winning this game.
That's it. I forgot about that part. I committed too hard to the being a contestant.
Yeah,
I don't.
It's a good job if you can get it. You have an album out that people should enjoy during this tense time.
Yeah, earlier this year I put out a record, or it was last year I put out a record of Weird Al. Punk Weird Al versions on Asian Man Records, and it won't take up a lot of your day because I think it's less than 8 minutes, but it's fun.
Wait, the whole thing is only 8 minutes long?
It's an EP. I only did a few songs.
I swear I've spent more than 8 minutes reading about it on Twitter.
Yeah, well, isn't that just music journalism in general? Is just write more than the music's worth?
Yeah, 8 minutes seems pretty long for a press campaign nowadays, honestly.
Well, let's say hello to him next alphabetically. It's Harmar Superstar. How you doing, Sean?
I'm good. I'm just chilling on the couch here in Minneapolis with my new pup, Figgy. And we're just hanging out. I'm just trying to make him feel comfortable with his little baseball blanket.
Well, you painted quite a picture for us there of what you're up to and about. And of course, you had you have a band called Heartbones that had lots of tour dates that are probably now all in flux, correct?
It's true. Yeah, we had to stop our tour around March 13th. I think the 12th was the last day, and we decided to really just go home on the 13th. And that was about 2 weeks into a 2 month US tour. And then we were going to do Europe and stuff after that. We hadn't even announced that. We had to cancel stuff before we even announced it. And so, yeah, we're just sort of waiting to see what the world looks like. But now that I'm deep into this, like, you know, quarantine zone, I kind of just like really like it here. So I'm not sure when the world's going to be ready yet again, or I'm going to be ready for the world, but you know, everybody's rescheduling stuff for the fall. I think we're doing that too, but I'm not super optimistic that like the world's ready for big crowds again at that point. So we'll see. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what you're all about, is the huge crowds. You're so popular. And it's like got to be frustrating that it does feel like the social distancing is going to be encouraged for who knows how long.
Yeah, so, it's
it is going to be tricky for performers.
It is. It's just one of those things. Like, I think the PTSD of reentering a crowd and stuff, and I don't know, we're going to have to do a lot of like kid and play, kick, handshake kind of things, because I think handshakes with the hands, they're done. They're over.
What? Why? We're calling it already? That handshakes are done forever?
What if I was just like a really anti-handshake all along and never don't even...
You find that out. We're finding out who's like really, really hardcore. Like, yeah, man, he's just canceled for... And you're just like, who are you? What about hugs? Are hugs still okay?
Hugs
are going to be shot to the top of the list. Well, I mean, first is just stay 6 feet away. But then, for people that know each other, hugs are going to be big.
I'm going to I think it's like, you know, barnacling on people. I'm not going to let go of people.
Yeah, I mean, as long as it's you know, as long as you're just touching cloth or whatever, I think.
Oh, wait, is that a bad
touching cloth? Touching cloth. Doesn't that mean you're like pooping your pants?
No hugging in the pool.
No hugging in the pool. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh.
That's Noelle Wells, everybody.
Hi, Noelle.
Hey.
Hi.
I'm in Los Angeles. I'm in my apartment. I'm here with my cat, Elliot. Things are fine.
Are you? I know you just had your own album come out.
I just had my own album come out, and you know, I was really, I had a tour scheduled last year and it got canceled before everybody else's tours got canceled. So I was ahead of everybody else. And so when everybody's tours are getting canceled, I'm like, now you know how it feels. So I was really excited to start playing shows, and it was really high on my list of priorities. And now it's just no longer on the list, but that's okay. I got a 4-track, and I'm going to start recording stuff here at home just to play around and see what happens.
Awesome. I love 4-tracks. Yeah.
It's all about making the best of it, and that's why we're here to do this.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. It's pretty nice to just show up,
roll
off the couch,
onto the couch.
Yeah, onto the other couch. Go from one laptop to the other.
Do you find you have a formal couch in your house and like a less formal couch?
Yeah.
I find myself just sitting outside now, which is something I never did before. But now I go out and watch the sunset every single night.
Oh my God.
Wow, that's, you have a rocking chair?
I have a little swing chair thing. I watch the sunset, and I just kind of feel like a guy in the twilight years of his life thinking about all the regrets.
Regrets. What are your top regrets? No.
What are you drinking when you do this, Jonah?
I usually make it's LaCroix and vodka, and then I shave a little bit of our neighbors have passion nectars, so I'll squeeze some passion nectar into it and maybe do a little orange thing, whatever.
I was hoping you say you're going to shave a little bit of your sideburns into it each night. It's like way up the side of your head now.
Yeah. Like Ned Simpsons.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. But it's, yeah, I find myself just doing stuff that I never did before, but I realized that I miss, going and doing podcasts or going and doing comedy shows. Like that was the only kind of social life I had at this age. And I really miss that.
Yeah. It sucks that we can't get together, but boy, this whole Zoom thing is really, people are really embracing it, and just like regular TVs, just like watching, it really leveled the playing field in terms of everyone's just a camera pointed at themselves in their homes.
Yeah, I have a feeling that this is going to weigh badly on anyone trying to make anything after this is all done, because it's just like everyone's going to be like, I need a little more money for cameras. They're like, no, you don't need money. Look how many people watch Jimmy Fallon. And you,
yeah. Oh no. I will say it's pretty, I don't know, it's pretty painful to watch people doing their shows from their houses. I try. I mean, I get, is this okay for me to say?
Totally. It's fine.
It makes me really like be like, no, this is why we need professionals, if anything. This is why like it's so nice to have professional things that look good and sound good, because it's really quite painful to just watch all these people we love like doing their really brilliant work through a iPhone speaker compression.
There's something about like bad sound that can just throw off the entire vibe of something, you know what I mean? Like
yes.
When something would have been hilarious, you're like, I don't know, I could hear the sibilance.
Kind of like symposium thing at South by Southwest film like years ago, and the one thing that like everyone on the panel agreed on, they're just like, It's like you don't need the best lenses, you don't need all the fancy lights, but dear Lord, make sure you can hear what people are saying. Make sure the audio is as good as it can be.
Totally.
It's really the difference. It really is the difference. And, you know, a lot of people are encouraged, you know, there's a lot of, for musicians especially, everybody's like posting songs on their Instagram and having these live streams. It's hard. It's hard for me to get into it or want to.
I can't do it. I think of my most popular tweet of all time was last week when I was like, is it okay if I don't play acoustic guitar on the internet?
I tried.
I haven't tried yet. I haven't broken down. I mean, I'll play like a, you know, synth bass line and sing something, but I haven't really done that yet either. But it's just, you know, I appreciate when other people do it. I just feel like there's something about like me shifting into like becoming that guy at the house party that finds the acoustic guitar and ruins everything.
I don't do, you know, like some comics are really trying to do comedy sets like on their, you know, on the internet, and I haven't really gone there, but I do spend a lot of time just, you know, talking to people on, you know, on Instagram and Periscope.
I think talking to people is what we want right now. We all want to talk to each other.
Yeah.
But I have popped into a couple people being like, watch my live stream. I'm going to try out some material. And no, no, it doesn't work. It actually makes me weirdly like the couple I dropped it on. I was like, ooh, I don't like this. And I might not even like these people.
Let's just imagine with comedy, it's got to be so hard with no response, you know?
Crazy about that is that Ian Abramson for years was doing this show around town and like at festivals called 7 Minutes of Purgatory, where the whole funny idea about it was that there was a comic off to the side with noise canceling headphones in a booth where they can't hear the audience, and there's a camera on them, and then the audience watches this comic on a monitor where they can't hear, you know, any noise they make, they can't, you know, the comic can't hear. And that was like a funny bit. And now that's everybody's comedy sets.
Oh my God.
I think if you tailor it to the environment though, maybe there's a way to crack it.
It's just YouTube.
You got to lean into the format.
Yeah, this is like the time for YouTubers to finally take over comedy.
Oh, thank God. They are so funny.
It's time of comedy. Hey, guys.
I find
it's Bryce.
I feel like during the quarantine, there's a lot more shit talking. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
We can't see each other's faces. It's all coming out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I like about this format is that, like, you know, everybody, you know, is asking me or I'm asking other people, like the whole podcast world when we're doing each other's shows now is everyone's doing video. To go along with the audio version, and I'm trying to hold out on that, just make it strictly audio.
Good.
I think that's a good idea. I think it's like, you know, it's like the last show you don't need to shower to do.
I mean, I don't know what you've been watching, but there's plenty of unshowered people out there creating content.
I've just been watching shower streams. That's fucked up.
Well, then they're showered as well. You must turn it off before they get in. All right, so this is the part where I say, let the games begin! And there's no prizes, no name tags. We just get right into it. We'll talk about, we'll chat a little bit about movies and stuff at the end if there's time at the end. But now it's time to get serious and play a game called How Long Is It? Mm-hmm. I will name a thing, and then each of you guess how long it is.
You mean like in minutes or length?
Well, once you find out what the thing is,
okay.
It's for itself. But yes, that is important. And it's closest to the number without going over. And this is submitted by One Nut Cox 1977 on Instagram. Tom Hanks laughs maniacally in a memorable scene from The Money Pit when their bathtub falls through the floor and crashes onto the next floor and smashes into bits. And then he looks down through the hole and then he laughs. How long is it?
13 seconds.
Okay, Noel comes in with the fast bid of 13 seconds.
22.
Jonah is going 22.
I'm going to go 30.
Sean says 30. All right. Ryan, if you may please do the honors, let's listen to Tom Hanks laughing in the Money Pit.
Oh, no. Amazing.
Wow.
All right.
I'm going to say real fast, half of that was not laughing.
That was preamble. That was like
half of that was like, yeah, it was like a gasping for air and choking.
That was actually, he's getting attacked by a goose.
Half the clip. I don't know. That's two-time Oscar winner laughing right there. That's
yeah.
Yeah, I mean your number might have been very accurate, Noel, if we took out all the pauses, if it was strictly the laughing, I think you would have gotten it. But we by our count it was 28 seconds, so that makes Jonah the winner.
Yeah, right.
That game.
Ooh.
Yeah. Congratulations, Jonah.
Nice work, Jonah.
Congrats, Jonah.
Thanks, everybody.
I mean, what are you going to do now? What are you going to do to celebrate this big win? Are you going to, like, maybe put two shots of vodka into that La Croix?
Oh, I already do. So maybe I'll go for the Quattro.
Oh, okay.
I think you should try to beat the laugh. Maybe take it to 32.
Oh no, I'll hurt my throat. I won't do it. I shan't.
No, don't hurt your throat.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to a quick break, and then we'll be back soon with more exciting game action.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back.
Hi.
Hey. How are you guys doing? Yeah.
Thank you. I really needed that break.
Oh, God. I got so much done.
Sean, are you just there playing with your dog?
I'm literally just petting this tiny Yorkie that is new to my house, just discovering the joy of being a dog guy.
I mean, it must be the number one thing people are doing in this pandemic is you know, either fostering or acquiring dogs.
Yeah. I mean, I've honestly never had the time to like take to like, you know, get to know a little rescue guy and potty train him and do all that stuff. And so this is perfect. And it was a really weird process going through like all of the social distance, like kind of like just video meetups and stuff and like a virtual tour of our house for the powers that be and things like that. It's really, really weird, but we made it through.
They're like, the lighting doesn't look as good as we would hope.
Yeah. Do you have a professional sound guy on hand, or are we gonna?
Yorkies get scared when there's too many chairs, so.
Is that true?
No, I'm just.
Oh.
I was. That's Tom York, like... actually.
Is that you've probably met Tom York, Sean? Did you call him Yorkie? Hey, yo!
No. Oh my God. I bet in Britain they do. Down the pub. Calling Yorkie.
Yorkie's here.
Yorkie. Yeah, Yorkie. You're a creep.
All right. I don't know what were we just talking about?
Figgy, my Yorkie.
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh, I did bring it up. I was just like, I just got lost. How we got into that? But
I took it too far.
It's never. When it comes to Yorkies, you can never go too far. I'm a huge fan. That's why I don't have a. You know, this is my big thing. Is I'm trying to resist getting a dog, because as soon as this is over, I'm gonna have to go back out on the road again, and then that's gonna just, you know, create a whole bunch of headaches.
Foster one though. I had my friend Dave Clock has been fostering animals during this time.
Can you foster for like 2 hours?
It depends how long the animal lives, really. That's kind of like their lifespan.
Yeah. Housefly.
Butterflies, yes.
Because I do that. I do like really quickie, like, you know, just hang out with a dog for a few hours.
That's like being an uncle.
Yeah, Uncle Dog. dog, Uncle Doug.
Loves movies.
What's that?
The dog loves movies. It was Dom.
We're talking Hotel for Dogs. We're talking
Dog Day Afternoon. We're talking Air Bud. We're talking Air Bud World Pup. We're talking Air. I'm sorry, I was going to keep going.
Dogs.
Wait, I don't understand this game.
You just say dog a lot.
The dog,
dog everywhere.
Yeah, the dog is only likes dog movies.
Mm-hmm. All dogs go to heaven.
Yeah.
Like Doug Day Afternoon is pretty good.
Doug Day.
Snow Doug.
That's if you just get it real high. He's like, I had a real Doug Day Afternoon.
Yeah, it's like Baby's Day Out, except it's Doug getting way high and just wandering around.
Yeah, and Joe Pesci is just trying to, or no, it's Joe Mantegna.
It's definitely Mantegna.
Joey Pants is in that one too.
That's right.
Yeah. He's one of the more fun, for me, anytime Joe Pantoliano comes up, I'm just excited. Never met him, don't know him at all, but just excited to call him Joey Pants.
Oh, yeah.
He's in some of the best episodes of Tales from the Crypt. He's in like a good handful of them.
Well, and The Sopranos. He runs the gamut.
he really does.
He was in a rom-com I was in.
What?
He played my dad.
No, what?
Yeah.
Daddy Pants.
Daddy Pants. Daddy Pants. I spent a whole day in a car with him.
Oh, was that, did that work out all right?
I'm fine. No barnacling.
No pool hugging.
Well, did he like have to smoke cigars all the time or something like that?
Well, it was funny. So he played my dad, and who was supposed to be Italian. So he did like an Italian accent the whole time and was just like trying that out like a lot.
So you're just stuck in a car with an Italian accent.
It's exactly what it was, yeah.
Did you have to stay in the car? Did they like roll up the craft services table?
Amazing.
While you have a guy trying out Italian access.
Hey, Noel, hey, you want to go for pizza?
Forget about it.
Let's get some pizza. Well, that sounds fun, and thank you for that Hollywood memory. I always love hearing those stories.
Dog loves movies.
I got one more game planned for you guys, but it's a big one. I'm very excited about it. It's called Last Man or Woman Stanton.
Woo.
Supreme Deluxe Edition.
Ooh.
Yeah. Never attempted before. Each one of us, including myself, because I like to play along, you know what though? I'm not gonna, you'll see in a second. Each one of you will get to choose an actor or actress whose body of work you think you know well. Ooh. Then the four of us, I'll play as well, but I won't name an actor or actress. The four of us will take turns naming movies featuring all three of those actors.
Ooh.
And as soon as you can't think of one, then you're out. There's no lifelines, but there's also no pressure. It's just for fun, of course. And we won't hang up on you.
So real fast. So we're going to try to name movies where they're all three in them at once.
No, that'd be crazy.
I know. I was like,
wow. I know. I was just like, okay, my brain just broke.
I was just like, huh?
Yes. Each of you name an actor and then we have to name movies all three of them were in.
Okay, cool.
No, it's just, you know, it helps if you pick somebody that you think you know a lot of their movies, but then we all are going to name movies for all three actors. So basically, you could play strategically and sandbag somebody else by taking all of their, all of their best answers.
Oh my God! Or just pick someone that like has four movies that only you know.
Yeah, if there is such a person, we don't do any fact checking during the show, and also the corrections department has the entire pandemic off. I had to let them go. So we won't even follow up with any corrections. I think there was a mistake in the first show we did this way, and I just walked away from it.
The whole show.
Is it Fandango Willikers work is some of my favorite.
All right, so Jonah, since you won that that first game, go ahead and tell me what actor or actress you'd like to use today in this game.
Daniel Stern.
Oh, whoa. Man. I like that choice. I like that a lot. Okay. What about you, Sean?
Okay. I've been on my quarantine hobby has been to watch every one of Sam Rockwell's movies. So I'm going to go with Sam Rockwell.
I like that a lot.
There's a lot.
Don't forget to watch the documentary on Galaxy Quest that's on Amazon.
Oh, wait, there is one on Amazon right now?
Yeah, it's like no surrender.
Fuck yeah.
And Noelle, what do you think?
You know, I'll just make it easy on all of us. Like, Natalie Portman. Let's just go with Natalie Portman, I think.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Natalie Portman. All right. Well,
okay.
This is going to be interesting. We'll see if we can handle this and even keep track of all these answers because this is a lot. Okay. So it's going to go Jonah and then Noelle, then Sean, then me.
Okay.
Okay.
So the actors are Natalie Portman,
Daniel Stern,
Daniel
and
Stern.
Sammy Rocks.
Okay, cool. Sammy Rocks.
Sammy Rocks, no relation to Joey Pants.
No.
I was just thinking about Sam Rockwell like earlier today in a movie I had forgotten that he is in, so I'm excited that this came up. But Jonah, you go first.
Okay. Well, I'll start with Sam Rockwell because I love him and I love the movie that has double the Rockwell. So I'm going to go with Moon.
Ooh, spoiler!
Oh, that was an answer and a spoiler. Okay, Noel.
Let's just keep going down Sam Rockwell train. Three Billboards.
Mm-hmm. Full title, please.
Oh no, I don't know. Three Billboards over. Oh no, Three Billboards over. Hold on, give me 1 second while I think about it.
Pick a different movie.
Oh no. Okay. He was also. God damn. He was in Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah, he was.
Okay. I was going to say Three Billboards over Madison, Wisconsin.
Those are just cheese advertisements.
I don't want you to be out that quickly. Okay, so Sean, what do you think?
I'm going to stay on this Rockwell train and go Clown House.
Mm.
Clown House?
That's his first one.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say it because it's funny that you guys brought it up, but neither one of you said it. Galaxy Quest.
Nice.
I'm going to go with one of my favorite movies, Safe Men.
Ooh.
Safe Men.
With Rockwell and Steve Zahn.
I mean, I if Steve only Zahn. We could live in a world where men could be safe. It's really sounds like a movie for dreamers.
It's a great movie.
It is really, really good.
Okay, Noel?
Green Mile.
Ooh.
Sam Rockwell.
Great Rockwell.
Okay.
Which you did the same.
I mean,
Galaxy Quest.
We're really sticking with the Rockwell here. I guess
the Green Mile of Ebbing, Missouri. Is that what it's? I'm gonna go over to Stern and say Breaking Away.
All right.
I don't think. Can I just real interject? I don't think I know who Daniel Stern is.
Ooh.
He was the guy that was in Breaking Away.
he's in a very popular
but also Macaulay from Culkin. Television from, we can give this away from television he was the voice of the adult version of the kid in Wonder Years
Kevin
Arnold
Kevin. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But that's okay. You know plenty of Natalie Portman and Sam Rockwell movies, right?
Sure thing.
Yeah, we can keep this going for hours.
All right. So Sean said Breaking Away. I'm going to say the movie I was thinking about earlier today, a film called Choke.
Palahniuk.
Yeah.
Nice.
Jonah.
I'll go Home Alone for Daniel Stern.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just describing your situation.
My wife is here.
My wife! Noelle.
Yeah, let's just do a Natalie Portman film, Black Swan.
Nice.
Okay. I was thinking that one as you said it. I told you, pick the movie that she's probably most famous for.
And knock those out.
Mm-hmm. She won the Oscar for that one. Mm. Sean?
I'll stick with Portland, and go with Annihilation.
Oh.
Yes.
That's one of those movies that people loved it, and I didn't get it.
I just saw it on Netflix the other day. I still haven't seen it, so I'm not taking any stance yet.
Okay. That's fair. All right, I'm going to jump over to Daniel Stern here and take some of the steam out of Jonah's sails. I'm going to say Celtic Pride.
There you go. Whoa. Written by Judd Apatow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to go with back to Rockwell and do Blue Iguana.
Oh my God. We had to turn that one off the other day. Couldn't make it through.
Featuring Ben Schwartz.
Ben Schwartz is, I love Ben Schwartz. I love Sam Rockwell. Could not watch that movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know Wanna Blue Iguana?
Oh, me no Wanna.
Did you announce that when you turned it off and threw the remote?
I wish. I was so tired.
Who's it now? It's Noelle.
Yeah. For Natalie Portman, Jackie.
Oh, no.
Jackie.
Weird vibe.
Oh. Stearns, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Oh, you're going to play that way, are you?
Yeah, I said the full title. You were waiting. You were waiting to bust me and be like, Home Alone 2, what?
Okay.
John, was it?
I'm going to start something here, I think, with a little City Slickers.
Ooh. Oh.
Then I'll go City Slickers 2, The Legend of Curly's Gold.
You son of a gun.
Ooh, I've had that one trip people up on this show before, I think twice.
So oh, yeah. Where... No, that's a... That's a classic subtitle there, The Legend of Curly's Gold. Easy to confuse, though, with like, you know, oh, is it the legend or is it the ballad?
City Slickers 3, the Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yeah. So who's up?
Noelle,
is it me? Okay. Yeah. Okay, so just Natalie Portman, Garden State.
Yeah. I kind of want to get back over to Daniel Stern some more and throw down a little diner.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I feel like I got skipped, Doug. I don't
you
know.
You did. Sorry. What do you got?
It's okay. I'll go Strictly Business, Sam Rockwell.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to say Diner.
I rewatched that a couple years ago. Yeah.
And?
They talk about going to the diner a lot. They were always like, well, let's go to the diner. I remember it being better, but I did not like it, you know?
No, I was recently hypothesizing that if I watched it again now, I would be bummed out by it. And then I did remember that there's like Daniel Stern yelling at Ellen Barkin for not putting his albums back in the right order. And Steve Guttenberg making his fiance take a football quiz before deciding if he'd marry her or not. And the classic Mickey Rourke just putting his dick in the popcorn. So when the girl reaches in to get some popcorn, she has to touch his dick. Mm-hmm. That movie does not hold up even in my memory of it. Like all those things came to mind when I was like, was that movie? Oh yeah, that's not going to be, that's not going to work now. Cause people used to talk about that movie all the time. Like it was their favorite. It was a lot of people's favorite movie. And I never really, I never understood that.
Yeah. No, it's yeah, that's definitely a time capsule.
All right. Who's up next?
That's me. I will do Natalie Portman, The Professional, or Leon, The Professional.
I love how, if you could, though, I'd like you to, you know, give us the European title for all the films that you mentioned.
Leon, Le Professionnel.
Leon. That's my Natalie Portman impression. That whole movie, she's like, Leon. Noelle?
Natalie Portman in Closer.
Yes.
Was that what you're going to do next?
Yes. No, I hadn't thought of that one yet. Oh. Yeah, she's in a lot of movies I haven't thought about so far. Like, she's my go-to when I get in trouble. Sean?
I'm going to go Rockwell, Confessions of a Dangerous Mind.
Ah, yeah.
You know what? You know what I call you, Sean?
What?
After that answer? Mr. Wright.
Ooh, thanks, man.
Is also the name of a Sam Rockwell movie.
Oh, I haven't gotten to that part of the list.
I'm going to go with Daniel Stern, Bushwhacked.
Whoa. Ooh. You run out of options, Noelle?
No, it's just so funny because I just don't know any of those movies. So I'm just backing myself into a Portman hole, a Portman portal.
So.
Anyway. Is it my turn?
Yeah, I think
oh,
so.
Oh, God. Okay. one of my favorite movies, at least I haven't seen it since I was like 12, but Mars Attacks.
Nice.
Oh, okay. It'd be so funny if we had like a camera and, you know, at the end of this, we cut to Noelle sitting in a room where all the posters on the walls are all for Natalie Portman.
Just make it find out a secret Natalie Portman.
You just have to look around the room and just read the titles off of the posters.
It's all Daniel Stern movies, and she's pretending she doesn't know.
Sean again, right?
Yeah, I'll go Richard.
Wait,
Jewell.
What did you, okay, Mars Attacks. Okay, yeah, Sean.
Richard Jewell, Rockwell.
What? That's not a movie.
Richard Jewell?
I don't know. These just.
It's this newer Clint Eastwood one. It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Kathy Bates and John Hamm.
Yeah, Paul Walter Hauser. I love that guy.
Yeah, it's really whoever cast Richard Jewell must have just seen I, Tonya and just went, oh, there he is.
Yeah.
That's the guy, because it ends up being pretty less buffoonish, but still very similar performance. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So it's my turn. Is that what happened?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it's my turn. Okay, so I'm going to go early Portman and say Beautiful Girls.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with one of my favorite Portman movies, Vox Lux.
Did I not say that already?
I don't.
I didn't. Never mind. God. Mm. Shh.
Okay, it's on you again, Noelle.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to be like, that was mine. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
I think nobody actually ended up saying this completely, but it's three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's right.
You I was did like, it. I did it. Okay.
I just think no one was like cruel enough to take it from you.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Let's go Charlie's Angels for Rockwell.
Oh.
Really?
I mean, as long as we're going there, I say let's go Iron Man 2.
Ooh.
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 Oh, shit. There's a I've blanked on the name of the movie for Daniel Stern. Uh-oh. But I think it's Whip It, co-starring Sean Tillman here.
God damn, yeah, that's that you're right on both counts. Whip It. Whip
wow,
It good.
I forgot I was in that. I forgot he was in that.
Yeah, I definitely forgot about Daniel Stern in that. He's kind of an asshole, right?
I thought he was kind of...
He's like basically he plays the Paul Dooley from Breaking Up.
Yeah, he thinks that it's stupid that she's in roller derby, but then he eventually he wins him over and he loves it.
Yeah. See how tough it is and cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was fun. That was a fun movie. Right.
Well, I'm glad you came up with a Daniel Stern there, Jonah.
Yeah, thanks, Jonah.
Your idea. All right, so Noelle?
Have we said V for Vendetta for Natalie Portman?
Nuh-uh.
All right.
Are you sure that's the title?
Is it not? Is it not?
Well, some people like to call it V for Vendetta, : Out for Justice, but that's just a title floating around out there amongst the super fans.
What?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. I mean, do you
Out for Justice.
Is that true?
No, I made it up. Sean, it's your turn.
V for Vendetta. She got buzzed. I don't know.
It does feel like it needs more words. B for Vendetta, W for what?
I'm going to go with Blaze, Sam Rockwell.
Oh, I thought you were just suggesting something for me to do.
Yes, and that too.
Sam Rockwell and Blaze. Okay. Mm. Oh, shit. That helped me think of something. Sam Rockwell in Vice.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Jonah.
Natalie Portman, I believe there's two of these movies that came out.
Oh, God.
And
it's rough waters. You're treading in. This is tough.
I know. And I think it's No Strings Attached.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, because that could have been the Friends with Benefits.
Yeah, the other one's a Kunis.
Yeah.
And that was a Timber Portman.
Portman, don't! Noelle.
Okay, there are these two other Portman films that are very similar. There's Where the Heart Is with Ashley Judd. Do you know what I'm talking about? Is that a movie?
I believe I do.
I vaguely remember.
Where the Heart Is. Okay, there's Where the Heart Is, or mm-hmm. I think that's what mm-hmm. it's called.
Oh, you're not, you don't have an or?
Is it something else?
No, I mean, that's your answer?
Yeah, it's my answer.
Where the Heart Is or Where the Heart Ain't.
And then, like, she and Ashley Judd are, like, sisters struggling to make it on their own.
Well, there's just two of these movies that are like, she's like on the road. She might be pregnant. I don't know.
Oh, right. There's that one where she works at the Walmart.
Yes. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Then there's another one where she's, I can't think of the title. I think I know it, but I'm not sure. Where she's running around, she's like Susan Sarandon's daughter.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah. All right. She might be so pregnant in both.
But I'll accept Where the Heart Is. That sounds right. does anybody dispute Where the Heart Is?
I mean, nah.
Should we ask Ryan to keep track of these? Or
no, he's busy not listening.
He's hosting.
Right. Yeah. He's moderating in case anybody gets out of hand.
In the audience out there.
Yeah, so that makes it Sean's turn.
Yes, I'm going to go Trolls World Tour. Sam Rockwell had a voice in there. Maybe all three, who knows?
Way.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet, but
that's
just got
wild.
Some. Yeah.
Is that pronounced Trolls World Tour?
No, the third one, I think. Right?
Trolls Tour.
Trolls World Tour.
Yeah.
That'd be
okay.
Three.
That's a good sneaky Rockwell.
Thank you. A sneaky Rockwell. That's like a boxing move.
Yeah. And he's calling the sneaky Rockwell. Folks, I haven't seen anything like this in forever.
Sorry, I just laughed out your punchline, I think.
No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't have like a... I literally ended that by saying, it's the last time we've seen this in forever, which no announcer would ever say.
Oh, good. That was a perfect edit then.
Yes.
Nature's edit. Who's next?
You are, Doug.
Oh. I'm going to go with... This is really Squeaker. I think the thing with Susan Sarandon is called Anywhere But Here.
Oh.
I was going to say Somewhere, but yeah.
Somewhere But Here?
So, but yeah, Anywhere makes more sense.
All right. That means I'm next. I'll do Sam Rockwell, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Nice.
Oh, very good.
Hey, that's so good.
Yeah.
Okay. We have not gone here with Natalie, but Star Wars episode one, The Phantom Menace.
Yes, that's the trouble.
There you go.
There we go.
What'd she say?
There it is. She did
it. I said it right. That's the only one I know.
Star Wars episode one, The Phantom Menace.
Very good.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm not taking credit here. I'm going to go...
Right, Phantom Menace, what do you got?
The Way, Way Back.
What's
Sam
that?
Rockwell.
Oh, yes. Of course.
Of course.
Very good.
This just isn't fair because I've been watching so many Sam Rockwell movies this week.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You know, you got to pick somebody that's going to be in your wheelhouse. And we should have been snapping up more Rockwells on you. damn, I don't know. I'm really just in the interest of time, I think I might tap out here. Oh no, I can do this. I can do Star Wars Episode 2, Attack of the Clones.
Okay. Then I'll do Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
I thought it was Revenge of the Nerds.
Wow, a couple of dicks.
Okay. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe something will come to me. Natalie Portman and the Darjeeling Limited.
Oh. I like it.
Yeah. Oh, now I'm blanking. Sam Rockwell. is in a bunch of stuff. It's the one he dances in.
That one.
That one.
He was Bob Fosse on TV.
I know, that was so good too. Fuck. Do I have to tap out right now? I might have to tap out.
I don't know.
No, I should know a lot more, but I'm just blanking right now. He was in, no, he wasn't in that. Fuck. Damn. I'm out, you guys.
All right.
Really blanking.
Sean Tillman, Harmar superstar, has tapped.
I'm tapped.
Jonah.
I'll go Sam Rockwell, Gentleman Broncos.
Nice.
Whoa. Impressive. Noelle.
Okay. Natalie Portman and Zoolander as Natalie Portman.
Oh.
Nice. Very good point. Back to
I'm
you,
like,
Jonah.
I'm so tickled.
There's got to be another Daniel Stern movie.
I know. What did we miss?
There's so many.
I don't think.
Oh, I just thought of one.
Oh, really? Can you tell me? Text it to me.
No.
I'm gonna go Dan and I think I might be tapped.
This is so exciting. I love it.
Yeah, I don't think
Jonah's out.
Yeah, I'm out, sorry.
Noelle, you won.
No way.
Yeah. What?
You won.
You guys set me up. You guys are just being nice. I did.
No, I honestly.
You did it. You really did it.
I'm out. My brain is broken. Nice work, Noelle.
Yeah, you lasted all that time. I thought of Blue Thunder for Daniel Stern.
Oh.
You know, he's the goose of that movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, did you have any more, Noelle?
I honestly, no. No.
Perfect.
Should I have another one?
No.
Should I actually win?
I just wanted you to give you a chance to rub it in if you had more.
No,
but
no.
You officially won. You did it. You won.
Great.
Yeah. Congratulations.
You don't sound
excited.
What
do I win? What do I win in quarantine? Who do I win?
That's the thing is you're not, you know, you're not playing for anybody, but, you know, maybe, you know, maybe if somebody's listening to this and they reach out on your Twitter and say, I heard that you won on Doug Lowe's movies, give me something. And then you have to give that person something.
I'm happy to give people things. I've been mailing, I have a bunch of postcards and I bought a bunch of stamps. So if anybody.
I love it. Let's get, if you just, you know, tell them Doug Lowe's movie sent you and reach out to Noelle.
Oh no, I just remembered the movie that I had like locked away earlier on in the game.
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
What was it?
Anyway, either way, it's Very Bad Things, which is kind of that's a Daniel Stern movie with Christian Slater and stuff like that. Sorry, I totally forgot until just at this moment. I'm very upset with myself and I'll be thinking about it for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I mean, at least you caught it while we were still recording, you know, like usually I think of stuff like in the shower or something, you know, later. Anything you guys want to recommend? We just have a couple of minutes here, but anything you want to recommend people watch while in quarantine?
I just, last night I just watched the Tom Petty documentary.
Oh, right.
The really long one.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah. I would definitely have not said the full title if we were supposed to be guessing it, but it was so good. I have a really short attention span. And last night I watched 3 hours and only went to bed because it was late. I don't know. It was just it was so good. And I finished watching it today. It was just very lovely to watch.
That's great.
It's so good. It's like, I think the first time I watched it, I wasn't fully like, I didn't think I was a Tom Petty fan. And then like about 14 minutes in, I was like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
I've like loved Tom Petty my whole life and just like watched that movie so many times since then. You know, it's like, he's just one of those dudes who all of a sudden, once you know the catalog, you're like, I know every one of these songs.
Yeah, you know, like, you know songs from every single album and it spans decades. I think it's incredible.
Yeah, he's great.
My recommendation would be, I just got back into like some Showtime stuff. So I would say Black Monday is really great. It's really fun to watch. And On Becoming a God in Central Florida is a great series too.
Oh, okay.
Nice. I found this new YouTube channel called Trash Theory, and it's this guy from England that does these really great kind of video essays about all kinds of music, and it's so fun to watch and funny and digestible. Like, he did one that's all about the best of the worst performances on Top of the Pops, where like bands like over the years have like intentionally sandbagged their performances on that show, or how, you know, like from the Buzzcocks to Green Day, how pop punk kind of became a thing, or why nu metal was such a terrible thing. It's a lot of great stuff and a lot of great kind of video essays. I highly suggest it.
Awesome.
What's it called again?
The channel's called Trash Theory.
Cool. And do you guys have anything, you know, that you want to promote? Any other podcasts or internet appearances you have coming up? Nope. Okay, great.
I've been making these, my fiance Laura and I have been making these coloring books since we've been quarantined, with a bunch of illustrators and things, different amazing artists from Minneapolis, called Coloring Books for a Cause, raising money for a bunch of people that can't work while this COVID-19 stuff is going on. So if you want to check out coloringbooksforacause.com, we have one that benefits the staff of First Avenue in Minneapolis, one that benefits the staffs of Grumpy's and Palmer's Bars, and another one that benefits Violence-Free Minnesota, which is a coalition to end domestic violence and relationship abuse. So that's been a cool project that I've been really excited to work on in this.
That's great.
Yeah. Thank you.
Noelle Wells.
Yeah. I'm just been sitting here like very uselessly. I will, if anybody wants to rope me into anything, I'm around.
You're watching tons of Tom Petty. That's not being useless. That's
true. You're being a keeper. Stuff. Yeah. I mean, I'm really taking care of myself, and, but yeah, I don't have anything particular to plug. You know, I have an album that came out last year, and it feels like a good time. If you haven't gotten a chance to listen to it, maybe listen to it. It's a little melancholic, but I also think it speaks to the time as well.
Yeah. That sounds necessary right now.
Yeah.
And it's really, really
cool. Thank you, Jim. Yeah. Thank you.
Did you cut out on, I just heard it's really, really.
It is really, really. It's really, really.
Yeah, really. Oh my really, God, really, your new record is really, really.
You really think so?
I really, really do. Jonah Ray, what else you got going on, buddy?
We're still trying to put out episodes of Jonah Radio. You know, it's we get to hear about a lot of the frontline stuff happening because Cash Hartzell, one of our, you know, hosts on that show, has been working at Trader Joe's. So he's been seeing a lot of the madness firsthand. And then I'm also doing another podcast called Social Distancing, where I just call up friends and record the phone conversations and then just kind of put those up on the internet, and that's just been kind of fun. We've had like Mike Mitchell, Kumail and Emily did one, we had Georgia Hardstark and whatnot, so it's been fun.
Real awesome. Me in.
Hell yeah.
Me in. Call me.
Yeah. Still gotta do my episode.
It'll be the longest conversation Noelle and I have ever had outside of this podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, if the three of you could do me a huge favor, first of all, thank you for being here, and then if you could take a picture of yourself or your environment where you're at right now, just something to capture the you know, this time we spent together that I could put into a little collage for the for Instagram, I'd appreciate it. You could just text me one picture. I don't need to make choices. And I could just imagine somebody sitting like, here's 8 shots, pick one. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you to everybody for listening. And as always, positive energy.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room